Let's begin our reading today in Revelation chapter 3, verse 13. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And unto the angel of the church of Laodicean write these things, saith the Amen, and the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that thou art neither cold nor are you hot. I would that you were cold or that you were hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew you from my mouth. Because you are saying, I am rich, I am increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye safe, that thou mayest see. As many as I love I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. For behold, I stand at your door, and I knock. And if any man hear my voice, I open the door. I will come to him, and will sup with him, and he will sup with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in the throne, even as I also have overcame, and sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Are we listening to what God is saying to the church? In this day and generation, and I must admit, and you must admit also, that God is saying this generation makes me sick. You see, God is rebuking a sin-sick church. He's talking about a lukewarm church, a church whose members are making God sick. And he said, because you're neither hot, because you're neither cold, I will spew you from my mouth. I would that you were hot, or I would that you were cold. You see, what's happening today in today's society is we're just indifferent. In other words, we're just not concerned. We're not caring. There is no interest. All we want to do is go to church on Sunday morning. Some preacher gets up. He preaches a cold sermon to a cold congregation. We leave because we have fulfilled our duty. Oh, by the way, while we were there, we did give God a few pennies of our tithes. We put our money in the collection and as though we were paying God. And then we leave the church so well satisfied because we have done exactly what we felt that we needed to do. But has God been pleased with what we have done? Have we just been an indifferent congregation? Have we been an unconcerned congregation, a not caring congregation, or maybe just a congregation that is really not interesting? I believe that we're living in revival days. I believe that the church should be revived. I believe the church can be revived when my people, God said, who is called by my name, would pray and turn from the wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, and then will I heal their land. I will spew you, he said, out of my mouth. In other words, God is saying, you make me sick. Are these only seeking for entertainment? Not really true worship. Because, you see, they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. You see, they demand that the preaching and the singing please them. It seems as though that the preacher is no more than an entertainer on a stage. And people get excited. Singing moves the heart of the people. But when it comes down to old-time preaching, we don't want much of that. I believe that in this day and time that preaching is slowly fading away. We have only become lectioneers. Old-time preaching, old-time singing. When singing and preaching comes from the heart, you see, God demands that the preaching and the singing please him, not please them, because the man of God is standing in the pulpit. He is speaking the articles of God. He is speaking to the people for God. He is the same as a prophet of the old Bible. He is telling the people what God is pleased with and what God is not pleased with. But you see, they want the entire church program only to please them. You cannot program the Holy Spirit, sir. I remember that years ago, John Wesley, God was moving across the fibers of the church. John Wesley was having great meetings. People were being saved. People were being healed. The Holy Ghost was falling. And many was condemned to their sin and coming to Christ. He said, gentlemen, we need a program. And sure enough, he sat down, he wrote a program. And then God spoke to his heart in the middle of the night one night. and said, you cannot program the Holy Spirit. He goes back to his congregation. He tells them, he said, we cannot program God. Now, I have no problem with programs. I have no problem with bulletins. I believe that the church ought to be organized. I believe there should be organization, because if you don't have organization, you may have chaos. But today, we cannot program God. You see, this makes God sick. God don't want entertainment. God wants soul worship. God wants our heart to be in it. God wants our mind to be in it. And God wants our spirit to be in it. You see, these are not concerned about pleasing God. They're only wanting to please themselves. No love except the love for themselves. Remember in the last days, Paul said to Timothy, perilous times would come. Men would be lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, and blasphemers. And today, that makes God sick. No faith except their wisdom and their own ability. Today, we have much ability. We have much wisdom. I wish back over the years I had used my wisdom. I wished I had used the ability that God gave me. I see a lot of missing chances that I had in life that I did not take advantage of, because God gives us spiritual wisdom and God gives us spiritual ability. I heard a man speaking the other day on the gift of wisdom. I could tell very soon that he did not know too much about what he was talking about, because wisdom comes from God. Wisdom is a great gift that God has given us, wisdom and the ability to use what God has given us. You see, anybody can tear it apart, but it takes the wisdom of God to bring it back together. I spoke to a man at Duke University. I said, sir, I'm a Methodist preacher pastoring in a Methodist church. However, I have Baptists coming, I have Presbyterians, I have Lutheran, I have Pentecostals, I have Charismatic that are coming. I said, should I be Methodist? Should I only dominate as a Methodist preacher? He said, no, sir. You preach to them, you feed them, and if they remain with you and are satisfied, then you are a very distinct preacher. You see, sir, I'm not seeking to be a distinct preacher. I'm not seeking for my own wisdom and my own ability. I'm speaking for the wisdom and the ability of God. You see, the church today has no compassion except their own appetites. Compassion has become more than just an appetite. We're not looking for souls. We're only looking for members. Lukewarm about sin. Some things just theirs. They're not really the disease of sin. Sin is like a disease. It eats away at the heart. It eats away at the mind. It eats away at the spiritual man. You see, the spiritual man should be strong. I mentioned on my broadcast last week, there are three types of sickness. There's physical, there's spiritual, and there is mental. But the spiritual side needs the epitaph of God's Holy Spirit moving across the fibers of the soul. Because, you see, we are a sin-sick nation. We today have closed our eyes to sin. A lot of preachers today do not know the meaning of sin. A lot of people sitting in the congregation have lost the vision of sin. The Bible said, if we sow to the wind, we shall also reap the whirlwind. We sow it, we reap it. And today we sow in sin, we shall reap in sin. Sin has become a commonplace, and it is very acceptable. We call it mistakes. We call it many different things, but God still calls it sin. We turn away rather than become involved. You see, so sin is winning. It seemed like the devil is on the rampage, lukewarm about the value of the soul. Jesus considered one soul more than the whole world, and speaks also in Luke 15 about the lost boy. And today we must realize that sin and souls are very valuable. Sin is destroying the mind, destroying the soul. And then he said, what would it profit a man if he did gain the whole world and then lose his very soul in Mark 8:36? This is the way we lose everything, because we have become lukewarm about the value of the soul. We are lukewarm about the church. The church was not instituted to pamper people, but to serve the Lord. We have not been called to pet and pamper. We have been called to preach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. We should attend the church in Hebrews 10:25. We should love the church. Jesus said, as Christ has loved the church. And today we should love our church. We should love our congregation. We should love our people. This world is hungry for love. We're seeking for love in all the wrong places. Our young people are not satisfied. Our churches are dwindling away because we're simply not satisfied, because we're seeking for love and entertainment rather than seeking for God. We should support the church in our attendance, he said, in this day and time, that we would neglect to assemble in the house of God. It is the bride of Christ. The church is that glorious bride. It is the lighthouse of the gospel. It is a service station of the spiritual. We should protect it from gossip and all ridicule. You see, there is a lukewarmness about Christian separation. And today, God said, these things make me sick. And it also makes me sick. It disturbs me to realize what God's church is really becoming. I'm glad I'm in this church. I did not join. I was born. I have a brand new birth. And in Revelation, God said, you make me sick. And today, we must please God by our worship, by our giving, by our attending, and most of all, the glorious church of Jesus Christ, that is a church without spot and a church without wrinkle. It's a church that one day, when the trump of God shall sound, that Jesus Christ himself will descend from the heavens. And as he is descending, we will ascend into the heavens. And there we will meet with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the church will become the bride of Christ. And we will be called away in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. Sir, today, don't make God sick. Don't let God look upon our church, look upon our people, look upon our nation, and said, you make us sick. Let's turn back to God before it's everlasting too late.